Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. I'm your host, Marie Langley, and welcome to our show. And we created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And you can find us twice a week, Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. and Fridays from 3 to 4 or 4:30, depending on how many callers. And just to let you know, there will not be a phone-in Friday show this Friday because it's Memorial Day weekend, and I'm a week off, so I thought that was next weekend. But it's this weekend, so I'm going to be off enjoying the weekend. And if you need to reach us, you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And we do have also a blog at wordpress.divinegoddessradio.com. And also a Facebook page. You can just go in and search for Divine Goddess Radio. We'd love it if you'd like our page. And remember, we do pick one person every month from the people who've liked the page, and they do get a free 30-minute reading with us. So go in and like us. We'd like to see that number grow, and we'd like to grow that community. And tonight we have a special guest reader, Susan Underwood. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Marie.
How are you doing?
Good. I've had a wonderful day off my other job today, so right now I'm sitting at a park outside where it's warm, and I'm staring at a fountain and a place where people get married or just come to relax, and great big rocks and trees. So, yeah, it's awesome. Flowers, actually.
Nice. Now, if listeners have – Susan's been on our show before, and she is an angel reader. So she brings in all the communication directly from the angels. So she'll be bringing in that piece today while we do our readings. And how are you doing with the energies? Are you good now that we've gone through the Scorpio full moon and all of that jazz?
I am. The energy, actually, I feel like something really opened up on Sunday. They both, Marie and I, just so you listeners know, were at an expo in White Bear, and I just really felt like something huge opened, and it just felt, I mean, I know I've gone through full moons before and you release a lot of old stuff, but this felt like something new, and that, like, there's nothing, there wasn't anything stopping us, and then it's just like this open, great, big, beautiful space, and
well,
even more connected than usual, so I like that.
Yeah, and also, you know, another thing that happened actually today is that Mars went direct. It's been indirect, so it's been retrograde for quite a while. So everything's been kind of like, you know, pushing and pulling and not really moving. And now Mars has gone direct, so things are going forward. So so anything that might have happened during, you know, the last few months when Mars was retrograde and it was indirect, like, for example, if somebody was telling you something over and over and over and you were like, yeah, well, now that Mars is direct, they're going to be direct. So just kind of be prepared that if you've been, you know, kind of not paying attention to somebody or your work has stalled or something has stalled, it's gone direct now, so things are going to start moving forward. So
yeah,
hopefully it'll be good, like, for everybody.
Yeah, like the horse energy. The horse energy is also the year of the horse. And I keep going back, vacillating between back and forth between, because I like magic and I love mythological things. Mine keeps changing from a horse running in with all these things that I have to do, and I get, there's like so many things for me to do in one day, I never get it all done. But it's also changing into the unicorn, which to me is really fun and exciting and telling me that my, where I live and the things that I like that are magical, wishes and your imagination and anything sparkly and flying and in being in flight, those kind of things are really coming through too, and that just makes my heart soar.
Yeah, and actually, you know, we are, this whole astrological thing, we're like 2 weeks out of where Mercury retrograde is going to start. So the next 2 weeks is going to be go, 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 go for everybody. So if you need to chill this weekend, do it now, because people are going to be noticing that your life's going to go full force, at, you know, for the next 2 weeks. So enjoy it if you have to get a lot of things done.
Right. The thing is, make a list. Sit down when you're peace and calm, and at the end of your day, make a list of things that you want to have done that are productive and for your highest good and that help you feel good, that feed your soul, so that you
right.
can be prepared for anything that might start to go backwards. It might be in the next 2 weeks they'll go really smooth, and then there might start to be some snafus, but it's fine. It just means you might take a second look at something and it'll get better. You know,
mm-hmm.
have a positive twist on it and be ready for that, so that you know it might be one step forward and a couple back, but it's still going in the right direction. And just send
exactly.
it love. Send
mm-hmm.
it love instead of going into fear, doubt, and anxiety, and, oh, my God, the end of the world is coming, because it isn't.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, we have a number of people waiting. Should we jump in?
Sure.
Okay. Let's take our first caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Cindy and I'm calling from Maine.
Hi, Cindy, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, good. Do you have a question?
I would love to know what you see in regards to my selling my home.
Okay.
I have a house on the market for sale.
What I see is flowers blooming. So... flowers blooming. Are there flowers all the way around your home, or is something?
Yes.
Okay, there are. All right.
Lots of flowers.
So, yeah, I see flowers blooming all the way around this really cool house. Do you know where you're going? Do you have that all set up?
Yes. I've moved to another
okay.
place.
To me, I focused in on one of the flowers, and it just got really big and huge, and it just filled with love. As long as you fill the house with love, and have you had that talk with it to say goodbye and thank it, I want you to go through your house and say thank you, thank you, thank you, and release yourself and your own energy and explain to the house that you are only going to have loving people come through, and that it's going to be happy and it can continue to flourish and grow the flowers and be as productive as it has been. It's the house energy is kind of worried about you going because it wants to have loving energy live in it again. It doesn't want to be like tore up or dug up or anything
right.
like that. So have that talk with the house and release it and send it love, and then, you know, have a talk with the angels. I have an angel here right now holding a flower, so it's for you. And it says that if you want, because that they only come when you ask, otherwise they're actually waiting in the wings for you, they will come with you to your home. So would you like this angel?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So here comes the angel. And so she's standing next to you now in your home, and she's going to help you fill it with love and light and joy, and she's going to help you pick the perfect family to live there.
Great.
Okay?
Yes.
And it
did
looks
you just
like it'll be
it?
Fine.
Yeah, did you just list
what?
It? Did you just list it?
It's been on the market for a year.
Okay. Have you had an open house recently? Does your realtor do open houses?
Not recently, but I did have one last year right about this time.
Okay. Because I'm hearing to have another open house.
Okay.
And I'm actually hearing that a purchase agreement within roughly around 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do another open house.
Okay.
Yeah, this looks pretty fast. From my point of view, it looks pretty fast, too, but it you need to go through that energetic thing because the house hasn't wanted you to go.
Oh, it was funny. I was there last week and, you know, fixing up the gardens and giving it love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm back at my other location now.
But
I did
say
goodbye to it.
Yep, it's
yeah.
felt abandoned. Fill it with love and tell it that you're going to only allow a loving family to live there. And then ask for the loving family to show up, and they will.
Okay.
Right. And make sure you cut your ties to the house as well. And if you can clear it, I'm seeing that it needs to be opened up. Every single window needs to be opened up. If you have any sage or anything or incense, anything, run it through the house. And let all the old energy out as well.
Yeah, I did that. I put all of the screens on the house when I was there last week, so I opened all the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you already did that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I did that,
it.
Yes.
Okay, did
you
tell
how it? Happy the house was when you went in?
Yes.
Sorry, Marie.
I want happy people to move in.
Right,
yes.
So let the house know it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. and that it is not abandoned, that it is not abandoned, it is not going to be left alone, that it will be filled with love again.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a great evening.
You too. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. We'll take our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is LaShondra. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm well. How are you? Thanks for asking.
Great. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I'm calling because I took a pregnancy test and it came out negative, but I kind of think that I took it too soon, and I was trying to see if you can pick up anything.
Well, as soon as you started speaking, I saw children. So did you say I saw children playing all the way around you. So are you saying that you're calling to find out you got a negative pregnancy test? Is that it?
Yes, I took it last week.
Mm-hmm.
I know that if I am, I wouldn't be no more than a little over a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of thinking that I took it too soon. I don't know. But I was trying to get some insight to see if you see anything.
Well, the first thing I heard was children laughing and playing. So there are a lot of souls around you that are waiting for the perfect time. So your body is getting ready. I'm not sure whether you are yet, but there are many souls around you waiting, and they're kind of going, no, I want to be first. No, I'm going to be first. So unless you work around children, do you work around children?
No.
Okay, because that's the first thing, even before you even said anything about the test, I see many, and I hear children around you. And the angels are telling me that you're preparing. So they said that a little bit of feathering your nest and cleansing your body, mind, and soul and being ready in every way that you can, and then just take a deep breath and relax.
Okay.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's stress because I haven't, seen my time of the month and, I don't know. So it's been like going on 3 weeks now. So that's the reason why I was concerned.
Are you holding a lot of anxiety in your body?
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm feeling your body's stressed.
But
it's also, as Susan said, you're like in an incubation mode right now. So you really have to relax because if it doesn't take now, it will. But you have to be completely relaxed.
It's that old thing that they always say, if you're trying too hard, you push it away because whatever you are trying to reach, it's like putting that cat on your lap and squeezing it too tight and it just wants to get away. If you just put the wish out there and get ready, feather your nest and say, I'm preparing, and then when you're ready, just let that breath the air out, have a glass of wine and relax. I'm not saying drink two bottles, but, have a glass and relax. Have a glass of wine and relax. Have some chocolate. Laugh and giggle.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would, if it's been 4 weeks, so I would probably wait another couple weeks if you don't have your flow by then.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that you're totally relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Hot bubble baths and candles and a glass of wine and your
But don't drink a glass of wine until you know for sure.
When I was pregnant, I could not sleep. And I called my doctor to tell him that I couldn't sleep, and he told me to take a glass of wine. There's nothing wrong with a little bit. It's when we do things out of moderation, So all it does is relax your body. If she's as stressed as I feel that she is, she needs a glass of wine and she'll just relax. And, just make it so that you relax. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Good luck to you, sweetie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Are you on mute? Or are you just listening?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking
with?
Good.
My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi. I was wondering, what did you see coming up for maybe my love life?
Okay.
I see a dark-haired, dark-eyed man with a big grin on his face.
You say what kind of man?
I see a dark-haired, dark-eyed man with a very pleasant smile that is one of those that he's a very sweet talker.
Okay.
I see a sweet talker, but he's very gentle and calm and, like, laid back and very chill. And
yeah.
you're going to be spending time with him, and you're going to really enjoy it. But you're going to want things to go faster than what he wants things to go because he's chill.
Okay, I think I know who that is.
Okay. He's very attractive.
Yeah.
He's very attractive. And he's very sweet, and he makes you feel good, you know?
Yeah.
Just go with the flow. I see angels bringing in water, and they're saying, just go with the flow and relax and enjoy. Don't push it and try and speed it up. And especially with Mercury retrograde coming up, you could kind of get yourself in some upsets for no reason. So just breathe in and breathe out and relax. And if he's not the kind of guy that you want, I see some others in the wings that you can kind of decide, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say I have a couple friends myself, so, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I do see a couple other ones in the wings that if you wanted to, you could pull them in a little bit. You've got heartstrings attached to them, and they've got heartstrings attached to you. But a couple of them are just fooling. It would just be fooling around. Where this guy, that's the chill guy that you don't seem to think is going as fast as you would like, would really be more steady.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, you do.
Okay, go ahead, Marie.
Is this gentleman, is he older than you?
No. But there's a couple guys.
I'm seeing an older gentleman who kind of, I'm seeing him dance, but he's doing the kind of the old school R&B slow funk kind of dance.
Okay.
And he is really, he's also tall, and he's dark hair and dark eyes, but he's older than you.
Okay.
And he is very quiet, and he likes you, but he's afraid to say anything to you.
Okay. I think I know who that is, too.
So, you know, keep yourself open, but make sure it's important that you kind of write down or have an intent of what it is that you want in a relationship and what you're looking for in a man, what you will and will not accept.
Yeah, you guys are so right. I kind of do that already, so you're hitting everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we're both seeing these guys, and she's seeing people in the wings, so you kind of have to, I mean, you're not going to have a shortage of dates, that's for sure.
Mm-mm. No, you're a fun girl.
Yeah. But you know, be really clear on what you want. And what you don't just settle. You're going to, you know, you're specific on what you want, and that guy is in there, in the wings, waiting.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
I see
have
a very
evening.
Fun summer for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep,
you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michelle in Colorado.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? Do you have a question?
I'm great. I surely do. I actually have a mediation coming up for my divorce, and I would just like to see, what do you guys see, you know, about that?
Okay, how well are you, how good are you at keeping your cool?
Really good.
Okay, that's good. Do you have a list of what it is that you want to go in with?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. The calmer you are and the less you poke at the other person, the more you're going to get your own way and what you want. And there is going to be some compromising that needs to be done, but I don't see anything being a deal breaker. So I want you to have a list of, like, more than what you want to go in and get so that you have something to back up with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you ask for more than what you really want, then you won't have to go backwards as much, is what I see. But don't be, like, over the top and, like, oh, my God, I want everything and your life's, you know, I don't really see you being
much.
But just so that you know the speed of things, ask for a little more than what you want, but so that you can back up and really get what you do want.
Okay.
And I would suggest working on, that'd be great, I would definitely work on what did you learn from this relationship.
Right.
So I want you to make a list of what you learned about this relationship and thank him for those things.
Yeah.
If you can't do it in person, which would really be good because it will help you guys heal face-to-face, and that does it the fastest. Otherwise, you can hold his energy. Think about him in front of your face and hold his energy or his face or his, you know, his soul, if you thought about him mind-to-mind in your hands, and thank him for all the good things that he did do and what he taught you. Because the very least of what he did was teach you what you do not want.
That's right.
But there had to have been some things there that you did enjoy, and use those, mark them down to what you want to attract again next time in the man that you want for your future.
Okay. Yeah, because we've been being, you know, really peaceful, but his is more of a, you know, let's try to work it out type of peaceful, and mine is more of a, we have a child, we need to co-parent type of peaceful.
Right.
So I'm hoping that, you know, within this mediation, because he also thinks that he can hide the fact that, you know, he wants to play like I have nothing. And he thinks that I'm going to allow that, and of course I can't, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, you just have to reiterate with him that, look, we're doing this for our child, and we need to be honest, and we need to come from a place of truth, pure love, and pure thought. So please drop all the BS at the door, and can we just speak heart to heart and do what's going to be best for our child and move on with our lives. Let's not make a mess and stomp all over each other and ruin it for our daughter or our child, and make sure that it's going to be a healthy relationship going forward so that your child can learn how to have a healthy relationship in the future. See, it really, just be straight honest. Speak to him from your heart, and hopefully that will work. It might shock him a little bit.
Yeah, it probably will. But I can definitely do that.
Yes. That would be your best course. Go ahead, Marie.
Oh, I was already getting custody, you know, something about custody, and then you brought up your daughter. So are you asking for full custody or shared custody?
Actually, it's our son, and I already pretty much will have that because there's no way that he could, you know, like he's already messed up.
Okay.
And
I was trying to
keep him away.
Yeah, I was hearing full custody. You're going to get full custody. And I'm like, well, I better find out first if they were going to split custody before I say that. So,
Yeah,
I'm hearing you.
Like, I don't
custody.
Want to keep him away at all, but, yeah, I am going for full.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that I'll be able to get that. Yep. And that's not even what it is. His thing is the money that he's like, you know.
Right,
yeah.
I don't have it. I want to hide it, you know. And
that's
not going to work.
How old is your little boy?
That's good.
He's six.
He's six? Okay. Very important. Does he understand what's going on?
Now he does. He didn't at first, you know, but he kind of, you know, getting it now. But
just reiterate to him as lovingly, the both of you as lovingly as you can, that this has nothing to do with him. That,
yeah,
you know, he's not the cause of anything. This is just, you know, two adults, that sometimes adults grow apart. And, you know, he doesn't have any influence. He didn't do anything. It's just really important that he understand that.
Definitely. Yeah, I do.
Yep.
I really do, because it is hard for him, you know.
Yeah, he's really sensitive. Really sensitive.
Yes, he is.
That's why he comes across as being female. He's one
yes.
of the new babies that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he
uh-huh.
came across as being female, because there are new babies that are coming in that are rainbow children. These rainbow
that's
babies
right.
are totally balanced and have the most beautiful aqua and pink auras.
Yes.
So he's beautiful.
Do you
my
see
my
me having
tingling.
More children? Because I do feel like I am supposed to have more children. And I know they can't be with him.
Yeah, you're not going to have a problem with that. I don't think
yeah.
that's a problem at all. I think
I'm hearing
with
a couple years. Yeah, I'm
yeah.
hearing a couple years down
yes,
the road,
yes.
you know, yeah. Yep.
What
yep,
I
okay.
see is you guys figuring out how to speak heart-to-heart to each other and then speak heart-to-heart to your child, because he's so sensitive. It will make all the difference in the world to what you bring in your future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
And
yeah,
with the
guy. I made sure to do this from a peaceful. You know, I'm trying to keep it peaceful, keep it loving.
Right.
Because that's how I want to end it, you know, because we've known each other
right.
since grade school. Like, we were friends
right.
way before anything else, so I would want to keep that. But I do have to be a warrior in the situation, because I can't let him run over me anymore either. So, it's,
right.
you know, it has
and
to be a balance of both.
Yeah, and he
mm-hmm.
has been doing that. You're
oh,
just
yeah.
going to have to tell him that you love him very much and you always will love him, but you're not in love with him and it's time to move on, but still be friends. Can you create a brand new friendship with him and
yeah.
surround your family with love and a big heart? I'm sending you a big heart around the three of you, because that's what the
mm-hmm.
baby needs. And
yeah.
go forward from that.
Mm-hmm.
If he needs to talk to us, if he needs to talk to us, ask him to call in if he needs to talk to us sometime.
Okay. I'm sure
okay.
he'd love that. He would love that.
Yeah, that would
like,
be fine.
He's very sensitive. He is very
yeah.
sensitive. That's my baby.
Yep. Yep.
And we send you lots and lots and lots of love. You can do it.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys and love your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, and have a great evening.
Definitely. You too.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Whew. Okay. If you'd like to call in, the number is 347-327-9360. And if you can't call in but you want to ask a question, you can type it into the chat room and we'll get to you on air. Let's grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering, I had a phone interview and now they're bringing me in for an in-person interview.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1-year contract, and I'm wondering if you see me getting the job, and what opportunities are going to come from that job.
See, that's funny you should say that, because I do see that you get, if it's not the job that you're called in to interview for, it's something else splits off of that, because I saw like runners running off of that as you were talking. So I'm not exactly positive. Well, it's only a year, though, so that's a short time. I don't know whether it's that one, but there are connections. There's, like, two different wires I saw coming off of that. So it will lead to, if it does not become this, it does lead to two other opportunities for you that you can make a choice about. Okay?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm seeing it as this one is going to be your stepping stone to something else, but... It's a way to almost get, you know, like your foot in the door.
Mhm.
So mm-hmm. you get mm-hmm. in there, and then you something else evolves out of it.
Yeah,
you
there's
know
like
what
two other.
Evolves?
It
that?
Depends on you. You're going to get in there. She wants to know if it evolves into what. When you get in there, you're going to see in what feels best to you. And I want you to write down what it is that you're looking for and what you're, you know, where you would. I want you to be in the process of choosing instead of them choosing. But, you know, get your foot in the door and do that. But then you're going to see other aspects. Or someone's going to say, you know what, I think you'd be better in this other area.
Would it be with the same company, though, or a different company than the opportunity?
It shoots off the first one. So it's like word of mouth. They're like, you know, maybe this one isn't, or maybe it disappears after the year, but yet they find something else for you, and then they have, like, two different things open, and you choose between those.
Okay.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah. I'm hearing it'll be a different company, and you'll do your contract. It'll be towards the end of your contract. So you'll be working there for, you know, a year or close to a year, and then things will develop, and then it'll shoot off.
But send it love. Send it love and ask for your angels to come in and calm you and give you strength and give you confidence. Okay? And go there and just smile and be happy and tell them all about the best things about you. And know
okay.
that that's who you are. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You can do it. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling
Thank
in
you.
And have a great evening.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Ooh. Next call. Oh, excuse me. Hi,
Hello?
Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, Stacy, I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Stacy.
And hi, how are you this evening?
We're good.
You know, summer's coming up, and I'm just curious when you see any potential love interest or dating coming up.
How are you putting yourself out there? I see you almost kind of walking on the beach and watching the sunsets and looking at other people interacting and not really sticking your toe in the water. So what are
well,
you...
Well, I don't approach people. I'm out there, but I believe, you know, somebody, if they show an interest, to, you know, approach me. You know, but
okay.
I'm out and out and about. I'm not just in my house.
Right. No, I see you out and about. I see you out and about, but I don't see you being the one, like you just said, I don't see you being the one. I see you kind of looking like from a little bit of a distance. So I would like you, if you would like to, get a little bit more involved and just a little bit more active in doing group activities, because I see you, if you choose to hang around with different groups of people, and then you're just going to meet more people, and then just be a little bit more out there about, well, would you like to go for a walk, or asking them what would be, you know, what are their interests, or telling them more about you, what your interests are, because sometimes you come across as not being interested. And they don't know any better. Guys don't know unless you tell them. They seriously don't. Okay? Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I'm used to the guy approaching, but, you know, I don't want to be the one that's forward. But do you see a time frame?
Well, but you know what? If you're doing, like, networking groups or if you're doing groups or you're doing group activities, you know, if you don't have to just come up to somebody and say, oh, I want to go out with you. It just starts with a nice conversation. You know, just saying
right.
hi, sitting around a fire or grabbing a drink, just saying hi can start the conversation. So,
right.
You know, we're not telling you to be super aggressive, but sometimes just you being the person to say hi if you find somebody attractive can get the ball rolling.
Well, I would like you to work on being conversational. There's a difference between being conversational and interviewing. This would be great, saying, you know what, this summer I'm interviewing for new friends.
Okay, so
and
you don't see anything this summer then.
I do. I do see things for the summer. I do see you doing more, but it's a choice of how involved you'd like to get. That's all. We're just trying to give you a little boost if you so choose to do. When people call in, that's what we do is, you know, it's our job because you've asked to give you a helping hand. And you're a sweetheart. You have way a lot of things to offer other people. You know, you're sensitive, you're sweet, you're a lot of fun. And I would like to see you get out there and offer that with more people. That's all.
Yeah.
I think you can do it. I have faith in you.
I see you having a good summer. I see probably, you know, to meet your guy, though, you'll be having fun all summer, and it'll be towards the end of summer, like around August.
Oh, okay, great.
When I see that. Yeah. So just get out there and have fun, and you know what? Just turn the charm on, turn the smile on, be yourself, have fun, and, you know, don't be afraid to just say hi to people.
Yeah.
That little hi can sometimes turn into a lot of other things.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with getting to know somebody first and really having a friendship. I see you really developing strong friendships with people that are going to become deeper, and then it will turn into something. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're very welcome. You're welcome. Have a great
time.
Thanks for calling.
You
okay.
Too.
Bye-bye. Okay. So the number to call in is 347-327-9360. Grab our next caller here. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Pamela, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Do you have a question?
I was calling to see if you see any kind of vacation coming up for me. I've been looking at some different places, getting out of travel bags and just trying to focus on where I want to go. So I wanted to see if you pick it up in the cards for me.
Okay. First thing I heard was tropical. So is one of your places a tropical?
I hear Jamaica. Is that one of your options?
Oh, yes, yes.
Hear Jamaica, and I see you dancing. I see you dancing, and I see you, like, having so much fun and giggling and laughing come dusk and just having a great time and relaxing and giggling and laughing. And I just really think you would enjoy that. And I feel that you're a bit of a spicy woman, so you would have a lot of fun going there and just the culture and everything.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Do you see any time frame?
They said it's in the works.
Okay, that's what I kind of figured because I was sitting up here trying to figure out when to go, and that's as far as I got, when to go. I'm doing every other thing I need to do to get it to manifest, but I just haven't figured out the time.
I'm hearing 6 to 8 weeks. I'm hearing 6 to 8 weeks. So
that's
funny.
I'm hearing 3 months. I'm hearing 3 months, so that's right in that range. So
okay.
Yep, I'm hearing six to 8 months, and they're saying they're showing me ducks in a row. All these little baby ducks, they're showing me these baby ducks all over in a pond, and then they all, like, the mommy in front and everybody got behind them. And that means just get all your ducks in a row, and then you'll be ready to go, and you're going to have a blast.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's grab the next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Nita. I'm calling from Texas. I think I spoke to you once before.
Oh, I think so, yeah. How are you doing?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Do you have a question?
Good. I do have a question. I wanted to know if you saw anything in regards to my living situation. Do you guys see me moving? Or
are you going to be moving because of a job?
No, because of roommate issues.
Well, I see that your job, something having to do with your job flourishes, and you'd rather have your own place rather than everybody else in your space. Is that kind of what's going on? Is that what's going on?
I guess it's just more of like just issues being brought up. Like, I guess more like, you know, how roommates don't work out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they're cleaning and just stuff like that. And then, you know, he should, she said kind of thing going on.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, too much drama for you. You'd much rather, mm-hmm. you'd be so much happier. Is there like a place that you could find that's more like a, what do you call that when it's like more like a one room and then
studio?
Has like a porch on the front of it or something? Yeah, like a one room, but then it has like a porch on the front of it where you can be outside at night and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've been looking at one rooms, but they're really expensive. So I was thinking about possibly rooming with this a new person, and I just didn't know if it was the right thing to do or.
I'm also seeing that the place for you to move into should be around some type of body of water, whether it's a pond or some stream or, you know, artificial lake or anything, but to be around a body of water because that is really your soul is needing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll help diffuse all the emotions.
Okay.
So if you can find a place, even if you can find a place by yourself, because they're really saying that a place for you on your own, if you can swing it, would be better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm seeing an elderly person. I'm seeing an elderly woman that would be not drama, and she'd be more like a great auntie. Or, you know, something like that. She'd be more like family, and she'd need her own space, and you need your own space. So you could, like, hang out sometimes to chat, but yet you'd each have your own space. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so then
do you see, like, maybe by when I'll be moving away?
I think you're going to get pretty fed up with what you're going through, and you're going to just start looking out there. And when you see the place, you'll know.
Because I'm hearing June.
Yeah,
okay.
It's
and
pretty
that's fast.
Only
a few weeks.
Okay.
I think it's pretty fast. And I think and once you start looking, it'll happen pretty fast.
Well, I did find somebody that seems maybe like a better match. Like they work in the same kind of – he's a male, though. But he, you know, he went to college and he works in the same arena for nonprofit for children. And I was leaning towards that, but I just wasn't sure because I've never roomed with a male before.
Mm-hmm. As long as you have, you'd have to have, God, they're really showing me a place by the water, though.
And I'm seeing an older woman.
Okay.
And I'm seeing an older woman. If that feels right to you, maybe he's got an older woman energy. I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure. So that's why I just kind of like,
Check out some more places. Check out some more places because they're telling me that you'll find this place and you'll just know, okay, this is it.
Okay, and then lastly, real quick, I want to know, do you feel that these roommates will be malicious in any way, or are they just, like, leave me alone, I leave?
The best
your roommates
line that
are
you
really
can say,
immature.
Oof. Yeah, they're just immature, and they just want drama. The best thing that you can say to them is, like, look, guys, I don't want to fight with you. I just want to love you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to fight with you. I just want to love you.
So you guys don't really see anything like going out any further, like what's been done and said, so we can just like go our separate ways, basically.
Well, you
right?
need to get out of there. You
mm-hmm.
need to get out of there, but you need to end it nicely. So even if it means biting your tongue
mm-hmm.
and just saying, I'm going for a walk, I'm going
mm-hmm.
to ride my bike, I'm going to go see the horses, I'm going to go for a walk by a pond, just take yourself out instead of fueling the fire. Okay. Count to 10 and go.
Okay. And because I just one last thing, I'll let you guys go. Because I had signed a lease. I just want to know, like, would any other issues arise? Like, if I sublease my apartment out later and down the road, are more issues going to arise from this, or will it just be in the past and that person, like, that subleaser will not cause any problems? Or it's like it's all tied with the lease thing.
Right. Just say to them, is there someone that you guys would like to have in here? Because I would just like to live in peace. I would just like to say, you know what, I really want all of this to end peacefully. And I want each one of us to live, you know, happily ever after. Is there anything that I can do or anyone you know that would like to take over my part of the lease? I'm already looking. I'm more than happy. I do not want to leave you guys high and dry. Let's find someone that will work out here. And let's work together.
They're gonna get somebody. This person is gonna sublease it. Is gonna be more like them, Yeah. So it'll
okay.
be a fit for them.
Yeah.
So then there'll be no issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, that sounds
but you
perfect.
Bringing it up, they think they have to force you out, and that's kind of why they're being so ugly and horrible. But
yeah.
if you just say, I give. You guys can have
mm-hmm.
whoever you want here. We're just going to go our own ways peacefully.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that sounds good. Okay. Thank you so
okay.
much.
You're welcome.
I'll send you
You're
peace.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Have a great evening.
Thanks,
Thanks for calling. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Oh, they hung up. So let's get to the next
Aww.
One.
Did they just want to listen and not participate?
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, maybe they just wanted to listen. I'll put you back on hold, and then I'll come back to you in a second. Okay. So, let's see. I'll wait a minute. We can chitty-chat a little bit. There's nobody else on hold right now, so that would be our last caller. If anybody else wants to call in, 347-327-9360. Let me put her back on and see. Hi, you're on the air. Did you want to ask a question?
Hello?
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
Did you have a question?
Speaker. Yeah.
Okay.
My question is just about a job opportunity. I lost my job, and I was kind of looking, not really hard, because in the meantime, I was helping my mother with her own business,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to know if maybe I should keep pursuing looking for something for myself or to help her grow her business, because she's getting so busy now that she really can't do it all herself.
I think that helping your mom to grow a business might just be your new job. I mean, it's getting bigger. Is it what you want to do? Is it what makes your heart sing? If it's what makes your heart sing, then start putting your all into that. But right now I see you dispersed. I see you not focused on what you want, and so you're not really getting anything.
Yeah, probably.
Because you're half here, you're half there, your foot's in that, or maybe I will. No, I don't. The universe doesn't know what to give you. The universe
mm-hmm.
just does not know what to give you. So as soon as you decide and then ask for that energy and that love and care to go into that area,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, it's really because you haven't decided.
Oh, okay.
It's
yeah,
really got to come
from
you. I keep
changing my mind every other day what I want to do.
And that's what the energy looks like. You're really dispersed and your head's spinning around and you're walking that way, then you back up and then you look over there. They're showing me this really funny cartoon. My guys are pretty funny. They're showing your feet walking one way and the top half of your body's looking backwards, going, well, what about that over there? And it's like, whoa.
Uh-huh. Totally.
Let's stop and pull yourself together.
Okay.
Sit down and speak to your own heart and mm-hmm. write a list of what you want. Do you really
yeah.
want to help your mom? Because, yes, I see if you start working with her, I see that it'll just get really big and just flourish. But if
yeah.
you want to look for something else and do something else,
mm-hmm.
you could definitely do that too.
Okay.
You have to decide.
It's up to me. Okay.
Well, does
it
does it give you joy to help your mother? Does it,
yeah,
does it
I mean,
feed
because
your
it's
soul?
A creative
so
thing. Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
a creative. She has her own bakery, so I help her. I've been doing,
oh,
you know,
fun.
A lot of things for her. And it's just getting busier and busier every week.
Mm-hmm.
I see you smiling. I see you
yeah.
smiling and having fun with Mom.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and if it's something that feeds your soul and gives you that joy,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all go through our transitions, and we've just gone through some major ones. Where our old
yeah.
ways of living have ended, and then we're starting on our new path. So
mm-hmm.
the fact that the business is getting busier, you know, look at it that way. This could be your transition piece.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, this is my new direction.
A major, like, really bad job situation after having, like, a really good one. I went to another job that they promised me a lot, and it turned into, like, the opposite, like a nightmare. So,
well, maybe it fell apart because you're supposed to be working with your mom.
Actually, it came at the right time. Yeah.
It
also showed you not to put up with what you don't want.
Exactly. I learned a lot that I was missing from doing the job.
They showed you both sides. That's what they mean.
Yeah.
Sit down and write down what it is you want.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, and then when it's something you don't want, now you know that.
Yeah.
There, I'm also seeing, though, that at some point, if you continue with your mom, you would actually be an actual partner in the business.
Yeah.
So
it would be good for you.
Yeah, I think that's happening, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's really more of a hands-on person. She doesn't want to deal with, like, the financial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys are really good partners, and I see you just smiling and having and look going. And at the end of the day, you sit down and you go, I feel good. We were productive. We had fun, and we did all this. And the looks on people's faces when they're eating, when you put love into what you're making, did you know that you get more full? If you sit there and when you're making the batter, you just think love into all the food, people are going to want more and more and more of whatever you make. Am I like
We could barely keep up with the demand. Like every week we're like, wow, I can't believe we went through all that.
Yeah. Right. And so you just think love into everything you make and people are going to want, they're not going to be able to get enough of it.
Okay. That's good.
And imagine if you put all your focus now into just being there and doing the work there, imagine how it can balloon. And you don't even have that stress of worrying about another job.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be as tired either because you won't be as dispersed running around with your head spinning around.
Yeah.
You'll get to actually go home and be calm and maybe freed or go for a walk because you won't be having your feet walk in one direction while your head's spinning around the other way.
Yeah, thinking about what you have to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Best of luck to you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so we have about 7 minutes or so. So if someone wants to call in real quick, we got time for one more question, 347-327-9360. And while we're waiting, do you have any messages that you want to just put out?
Angel messages. What they're showing me is that the sun is finally here. Everybody has been waiting and waiting and waiting for the sun to arrive, and it's finally here. And it isn't, and now if it rains, it's going to be no big deal. It's not going to be like a reoccurring thing. We're not going to have like a, I really don't see us having a blizzard. I don't, you know, it's like the sun is here and joy is here. So what I would like to remind everybody to do and what the angels want to remind people to do is at night before you go to sleep to release your day and let it go. Quit carrying your burdens from that day. You know, it's like look over your day and say, you know what, I did this really well. And instead of taking any mistakes you made and beating yourself up with them, just pretend it's a movie and say, you know, I'm going to choose not to do that again that way. Maybe I'll look for a better way to do that, but I'm no longer going to kick myself. Release it, set it free, and just say, you know what, it is what it is. I'm a work in progress. I'm a human being. I'm here learning and experiencing. And every mistake you make only brings you to a better solution so that you can sleep peacefully and then in the morning wake up and choose however you want your day to be. I think people forget that you get to choose in the morning when you wake up. So you can wake up and say, I choose to be happy today. I choose to smile. In fact, I dare you to wake up and choose to be happy tomorrow and to look everybody in the eye and smile and see how your day goes. I dare you.
Well, and it's interesting because I had a piece of paper that fell while we were doing the show, and it's a mantra. So I'm supposed to be reading this to our listeners. So it's something that you want to repeat 21 times 30 minutes before going to bed, and then you want to do it for 30 days. So here's the mantra.
Oh, nice.
I am one with God. I am love. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am perfect health. So again, I am one with God, I am love, I am wealth, I am abundance, and I am perfect health. So you want to say that 21 times, 30 minutes before bed, and do it for 30 days. And so if you want to try that and see how your life opens up and, you know, improves and your outlook changes, the abundance comes in, try this mantra. So it literally fell at my feet while we were doing readings.
I actually want you to say that again one more time, slowly, because I want to write it. So say it again.
Okay. I am one with God.
Okay.
I am love.
Okay.
I am wealth.
Okay.
I am abundance.
Okay.
And then I am perfect health.
Perfect.
And
how
I'll put
many,
that on the blog. I'll put that on the blog, too, so it's there.
And we do this for how many days?
You do it 21 times, 30 minutes before bed. So you just repeat it, and you do it for 30 days.
Okay, 21 times a half hour before bed.
Yep.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
For 30 days. Okay, I'm in. I'm going to do that.
And
okay,
I'm going to do it, too,
something...
since it fell out. I'm like, I got to do it, too, so I'm going to do it as well.
Sweet. And if any of you guys out there are listening, and I hope there are people listening, I want you guys to do it, too. And then after this 30 days, so now what's the date today, the 20th?
Yep.
So around the 20th of next month, I want you guys to call and let Marie, and I usually hear, too, what happened and what differences you see. And it would be very interesting to know if any of you tapers out there or anybody that knows how to do emotional freedom technique, and you can go to free websites on the computer to learn how to do it, if there's a difference if you tap it in. So if you say, I am love, and tap the top of your head, and then I am love, tap the inside by your eye. I am love, tap the outside of your eye. And then I am love under your nose, above your lip. And then I am love on your chin below your lip. And then I am love on your right shoulder blade, halfway between the middle of your chest and your shoulder. And then I am love underneath your right armpit, like a few inches down or in that general vicinity is fine. And so that's tapping it in. Those are your emotional pressure points.
Mm-hmm.
And see how that works. I believe it'll have a really good effect on everybody, and I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm going to post it on the blog at wordpress.com/divinegoddessradio, so I'll put this mantra up there as well. And, you know, 30 days down the road, I mean, make a comment on Facebook or email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com or call in and let us know if anything changed for you while doing this mantra. So we're at the end of our show, and I want to thank Susan. Susan, thank you for being our guest reader.
Thank you. You're welcome. I love talking to all you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I send you all love and blessings and peace.
Right, and I send you guys all love and light. And remember, we will be off for Memorial Day weekend, but we'll catch you next week. Have a great and safe weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.